Center on the 19th, starting 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. We will be serving biscuits and gravy. Spangles is going to bring their famous Spangles eggs again. It's our scrambled eggs. We'll have Fannistil sausage, and then we'll have drinks to go along with it. So, and it's all you can eat. And so if you go away hungry, it is your own fault.
It's your blame yourself.
There it is. Yep.
Nothing.
Definitely.
Nowhere else to turn. So how much are tickets, Terry?
$8 in advance. Yes. And $10 at the door.
Okay. Vicki, how do you use these proceeds? And where does the money wind up going, not only for the Club Matters, but specifically for the community?
Actually, all the proceeds from this breakfast goes to giving scholarships. So we give scholarships to Emporia State University, also to Emporia State University Nursing Program, and to Flint Hills Technical College. So we give over $10,000 in scholarships each year following this breakfast.
Thus, that's why it's called the Scholarship Breakfast from the Sertoma
exactly.
Club of Emporia, and listed as the Mini Train Gang here. But this will be at the Emporia Senior Center. So, Vicki, when will doors open?
Doors open at 7 a.m. So we'll be there cooking bright and early. We'll probably be there by 5 a.m. So, but doors open at 7 for the public.
All right. And is it dine-in only or drive-through? How will this all work, Vicki?
No, we actually have a drive-through, too. So you can dine in at the Emporia Senior Center, or you can drive-through, and we'll bring your meal to you.
Okay, so you have a little lane set up in the Senior Center parking lot?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh. They'll just go through that lane and give us their ticket, and we'll give them their breakfast.
Okay. Terry, what is
it? Not as good as that all-you-can-eat, however.
That is true. There's benefits to stepping inside the way it sounds.
Exactly.
Terry, what does it mean for you to support scholarships with this event? And you know, maybe you're dealing now with some, you know, folks from the community that benefited from this in years past.
Yeah, we do. I know some of the students especially on Emporia State's campus, that have benefited from it. We also have every March we have a award dinner, and so I invite scholarship winners to that, and so we got to meet several of them last year. So it's just kind of nice to know that we are helping people, and I was going to say young people, but not only young people, whoever, you know, would qualify for it. A lot of times we support Sertoma. So Sertoma was founded by audiologists out of Kansas City. It's kind of fun. If you walk downtown Kansas City, there's actually a building that has a sign on it that says where the first Sertoma meeting was held. So audiology hearing has been the Sertoma focus. And so we have kind of branched out, and that would be our focus then on nursing and then some of the healthcare areas out at the technical college. But just to be able to help people reach their dreams through education. And so if we can help sponsor that a little bit or help people be able to do that and make college a little bit affordable, that's wonderful.
A better, yeah. Go ahead, Terry.
At Emporia State, our first focus is if somebody has been a relative of one of the Sertoma Club members, grandchild, we've done children, that's helpful. If not, then we kind of branch out into those going into the healthcare fields and education. So trying to get those that are going into the helping professions and maybe not going to make a ton of money when they get out. So,
well, it's benefiting a lot of kids, as in the past, and will continue to do so with the help of the Emporia community, Emporia area. You all are invited to the best breakfast around. That's the Sertoma Club of Emporia Scholarship Breakfast coming up not this Saturday, but next Saturday, October the 19th, 7 until 11 at the Emporia Senior Center, 603 East 12th. So how were things down at Soden's Grove? Terry, was it a good train year?
It was a very good train year. Yeah, you asked how busy we were right now, and we're getting ready for the breakfast, so that makes us busy. If you notice the ESU and the American flags that are out on holidays, that we do those around town, and so we're constantly looking for flag sponsorships from businesses. So we'll be reaching out to businesses for those here coming up. But fall is really busy for us because we have the ESU flags and we put them out for every home football game. And so that's a lot of football games.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. There's a lot of flags. They look really good, too, by the way.
Yep.
Thank you. But the trains are running great. We've been doing parties. Right now we're past our main season, but we've been doing parties. We will be open when they do Boo in the Zoo on Halloween. We will be open for that event. And so kids can go to the zoo, get their candy, and then come down to the train and take a spin on the train.
A haunted train ride.
Ooh, there you go.
Coming up, that activity 4 until 5:30. On Halloween out at the David Trailer Zoo and the Sertoma Club miniature train. Well, a big breakfast coming up on the 19th of October. Vicki, anything else we need to add here?
Well, I want to tell them how they can get their tickets, too. That's kind of an important thing.
Well, let's do that.
First of all, we have a Facebook page, and on the Facebook page there's an ad about the Sertoma Scholarship Breakfast, and there is a QR code on that page that they can use to purchase their tickets that way. If they don't have that ability to use technology that way, they're welcome to call me. My number is 620-341-2808, and I'd be happy to bring tickets by as well. Today happens to be the last day for sponsors to sign on, too. So if anyone's interested in being a sponsor for this breakfast, they can call me today as well. And I say today's the deadline for us to print their name on a banner that's going to be at the event. And so we could take sponsors past this time, but in order to get their name on the banner, today would be the deadline. So we're still, would still love to have any additional sponsors for the event as well.
Sounds good.
We can't wait. You know, it's a great event, and as you both have mentioned, it is really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
It really is saving up for the big breakfast coming up a week from Saturday at the Emporia Senior Center. Vicki, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Terry, anything else? We done here?
Well, probably we will definitely bring you guys by some, we usually bring the KVOE crew by some breakfast.
Yay.
We'll be bringing some breakfast over to you that morning.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you much.
We're happy.
Have a good day, Terry.
You too.
All right, Terry Summey, Vicki Brooks, the Emporia Sertoma Club. The scholarship breakfast coming up on the 19th, a week from Saturday at the Emporia Senior Center, 7 until 11. And that is dine-in or drive-through, 603 East 12th. Chuck?
All right. You want to be part of the Newsmaker Spot, 720 every weekday morning. We still have the one on the 17th open, and then we still have scattered dates and the increasingly increasing number of dates that are getting claimed now into the middle of November. So if you want a spot on our morning show, let us know. 620-342-1400 is the number, and the email address is kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow we have Clay Childs joining us. We're talking about the American Legion Post's Second Sunday Supper. This is the fundraiser benefiting Wreaths Across America.
Looking forward to that coming up tomorrow right here. Our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by our very good friends at Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. It is 7:33. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Mark Trigger Schaefer out, John North Ford Nissan. With the fall season upon us, we're the home of the $115